Great start.
Pray on the Celtics.
Great start for the Warriors.
Man, what was the best part of the great start?
Oh, that's what we're going to talk about for the next 2 hours.
You miss me? I tuned in.
Really?
Listening to you guys take shots at a dude that's on his... Dude, I was down,
What do you want to do? You want to take a victory lap first, or you want to apologize first? You can do either one.
Apologize to who?
Apologize to Deebo Samuel. Apologize to Deebo Samuel.
I sent out a personal tweet.
I'll let you have a victory lap on something else. It was pneumonia.
I did not know it was pneumonia. I said it was the optics. And I broke out, had food poisoning or a bug, and I got a blackhead. It's as big. It looks like I'm pregnant on my left cheek.
Can't even see it, bro.
See, don't that's a black joke. It. What you mean you can't see it? You can't see it. The thing look like Rocky Dennis in here. But Spadoni and Vontae and Shasky taking shots at me yesterday. That hurt as I laid in bed listening to you. And then I guess you got a joke mouth. Something about we know who our stars are and our injured.
Hey.
That hurt me. And Vontae was laughing. Where was I in that?
You weren't here.
But where was I? Where do I
fit? It was yesterday. Shasky wasn't here.
Yeah, but
we found out you weren't going to come in. And there seemed to be a little bit of worry. And I just said, relax. The stars are still playing.
Oh, that's Spadoni. I was going in on you because I thought you were running material about your boy. I said, not Spadoni. So you were saying we got it.
So,
good to be back.
I'm gonna let you do a victory lap at some point, but I must explain. So Monday, Goo comes in here, and he is all over Deebo Samuel. Steiny, I would have rather he just been on the sidelines.
Why is Evan laughing?
In the locker room. Steiny, he should have known he can't play. He can play. He's like, he shows up, and then he warms up, and then he doesn't play, and da-da-da-da-da. The next day.
Well, that night.
The very next day. Guru gets in his caddy, begins to drive to work, very similar to what Deebo was doing before the game, if he could go, and he turned the car around. You turned the car around and went home.
Right.
Exactly what Deebo Samuel did.
He stayed at work, and now we don't know. Listen, pneumonia's, my mother had fluid on the lungs. God rest her soul. That's serious, man. I heard Butcher talk about his dad. When it was pneumonia, I called the dogs off. All I said, real quick here, Stoney, and I put out a tweet, before we knew it was pneumonia, it was just bad optics. Like, dude, you're out there.
For you.
Okay, for me.
It's bad optics for you.
Yeah, but I turned the car around knowing I didn't want... Dibs got baby Mila. I don't want to get her...
You turned the car around because the boss said, turn around and go
home. I didn't
want
to get anybody affected. But anyway, I'm back. Warrior Steiny.
I'm going to give you half a victory lap the more I think about it.
Now that hurts.
So I'm ready to go.
Guru said he wanted Curry, Wiggins,
okay,
Kuminga, Green, and Trace Jackson Davis in the starting lineup.
Yeah.
And you got it. But here's why you only get half a victory lap.
Boy, you are tough.
You know why Steve Kerr said he's going with that lineup? He wants the Warriors to set a defensive tone.
Okay, right.
And he believes that's the team to do it.
Right.
When he was telling everybody why he was using that lineup, not one time did he say, ha ha.
Yeah.
So it's about defense.
Yeah. It also, too, you know, to have great defense, you got to have great athleticism, right? You got to be able to do things. And I just like that starting five. And yesterday, I'm telling you, Steiny, it was one game. Last year, they started 5-1. You kept saying, no, I got to give you your half victory lap. Goo, the strength of schedule, and then we saw what happened. But at the end of the day, the Golden State Warriors, that was all strength in numbers. Curry didn't even play. Dre didn't play in the fourth. Draymond, you are the best thing going in the NBA.
What?
You get a technical on opening night.
Oh, please.
They had to burn a timeout. Neither here nor
small
there.
Small potatoes.
But Curry didn't even have to play in the fourth.
Yeah, he could have had a triple-double.
This team, you be consistent. They got a lot, Steiny. They look younger. They're running. They're trying to run. I was a little nervous in the first quarter, 21-21, but they blew it open. And then they got a game tomorrow night. And why? You love me. Sunday's already ruined. Me and I will be at the Cowboy game Sunday night.
Oh, nice.
The Warriors home opener. Guess when?
Sunday night.
Yeah, I don't like that. I'm going to watch both, but I don't like that.
You're going to be at the stadium with your iPhone?
No, I'll tape the game. I'll stay away from the war game. Go
but
to
you'll
game.
Find out.
No, I turn it off.
I'll text you. I'll text you the score at about 7 o'clock.
But anyway, Snotty, I love what I saw.
Thank you.
And Buddy Hield, man. Clay who? It is not that, because it's not about that. But Snotty, your man was on a heater during the preseason. He looked good last night, even going to the basket. Wiggins, 8 of 15, 38 assists. I just like what I saw from an energy stamp. They look faster. It's one game, but Chauncey Billups will be the first coach fired. But good God, Portland is bad.
Everything.
888-957-9570 is the number. Great start for the Warriors last night up in Portland, 139-104.
Damn.
Nobody played more than 25 minutes. The identity of the Warriors. Steve Kerr says their depth. Right now, it's their depth. And it sure looked that way last night.
No doubt about it.
I like the way they looked. I like the way they played. They seem to be having fun. It's only one game. We get that. But I don't know.
You
maybe
think the joy is back?
For now.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Well, they won by 35.
Right.
By the way, Chauncey Billups. There's kind of a truism out there.
Give it to me.
Great players don't make good coaches. And Chauncey Billups was a great player. But he's not. What's
that team
trying to do?
He's doing nothing. He's an usher at the movies. Call a timeout. What are you guys trying to do? And listen, I'm the president of the black head coach delegation, Stoney.
Is he black?
Stop.
I don't see color when I see coaches. I just see mostly bad ones.
If he gets ran or gets his EDD papers, your boy's not mad. You can't just sit there, I grew on my Rick Ross beard and act like it's okay. Like, they were on co-pilot last night.
I mean, even a good coach probably won't win 30 games with that team. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors season started last night, and they get a blowout win against the Blazers. Tough to find one guy on that roster who didn't play well. Pods wasn't good, but you know what?
Plus 34.
Exactly.
Where are you at on that? I know a couple years ago you were iffy, but I was talking to Bonte during the break. Where are you at on the plus minus?
Depends.
It doesn't tell the whole story.
No.
All right.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Gary Payton was great, and TJ D. Stein, he's got what Wiseman didn't have. Hands.
Among other things.
Right.
Among other things. Competitive spirit. That's another thing he's got.
This is James Wiseman.
Draymond gets a technical. Oh, well.
They had to burn a timeout to calm him down.
Warriors used 11 players in the first quarter.
Man. And Kerr said that's what he's going to do. He knows it's going to be hard, but he looked like he was happy that's the task he's taking on.
Yeah.
I like it.
Good start for the
Utah's no punk. They play Utah tomorrow, Stoney.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Cooper Flagg is in the sights of Portland and Utah. And maybe
keep going.
Brooklyn.
We'll see.
I think Brooklyn might be pretty bad this year.
Your boy almost had a triple-double. Ooh. Ben.
He had 6, 7, and 7.
Curry missed a triple-double by one. Oh, yeah. Man.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warrior fans, you finally got a look at your squad last night. What'd you think?
Man.
Steve Kerr used a lot of players. A lot of guys on that team we're familiar with. A lot of guys were not. We didn't even mention Buddy Hield.
Well, I did.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I said he was on fire during the preseason, and he looks like he's found a home, man. And he joined us on the show when we went to Chase. Remember that? He said, the energy on here is in 10.
Yeah. He mostly was referring to you, I think. But that's okay. What did you think last night of that game, Warrior fans? What did you like? There's a lot to like. I didn't really see one thing that – I mean, you know, Kuminga was
everything.
Pods to me was but who cares? Like, when you win games, those kind of things matter less.
Yeah.
Whether Pods played well or Kuminga's got his 25, he didn't get his 25.
Stoney, there's something about Kuminga's game that doesn't have and again, I'm not coming down this road, a natural element to like.
He doesn't have a foundation.
Damn.
He doesn't have a basketball foundation. He's still working on that. You talking about the charge?
Well, Just
talking about the charge.
Just his navigation system. You know, it's just like, yeah. I'm rooting for him. Sure. He's got all the athleticism in the world, man. Sure.
All right, 888-957-9570. I mean, we got a lot going on today. It's a Thursday. Guru's here. And we're going to talk about the Golden State Warriors who beat the Portland Trailblazers.